Martin Moxon, the rain here in Colwyn Bay, but we're looking forward to the T20 season. The big news that David Miller from South Africa is signing for the club.
Yeah, we're delighted, obviously, that David's agreed to join us. You know, he's a hard-hitting batsman, and it's, you know, something that we're keen to enlist to the club. Obviously, we're not sure of Jonathan Bairstow's availability at the moment with obviously the one-day internationals around that time. So, you know, he's going to be a great addition to the squad, and he's going to be an exciting player for us.
Looking at his record, he's a big hitter, as you say. He clears the ropes. Is he going to be used at the top of the order to the power play overs?
We haven't finally decided that yet. We've got obviously a few days where we can practice next week. You know, so we haven't got a final strategy, you know, nailed down yet. But you know, the beauty is his flexibility to either use him at the top of the order or in the middle order.
It's something that would excite Yorkshire supporters coming on to Headingley, watching him bat. It's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, as I say, you look at his strike rate, you know, and his average is 120 plus. You know, in the IPL he's been scoring at 150 plus, so, you know, he's that explosive type of player that we've been looking for.
With Mitchell Starc filling the other overseas berth, the team, the squad's now known for the T20. How do you see that? What are your hopes? How do you think the Yorkshire can do?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a desire of ours to try and get to finals day. You know, we've not achieved that as a club so far, and it's something we want to try and put right. And I think, as you say, with Mitch and David now added to obviously the talent we've already got, I think it's an exciting prospect, and you know, hopefully we can get some consistency that we've not had in the past, you know, over the full 10 games and say qualify for the finals.
How much of a frustration is it that Yorkshire haven't gone to finals day, because a team like Yorkshire should be competing at that level?
Yeah, you know, I've said before, I think 2020 is a game that you need to play to learn your method, and you know, obviously last year we had a pretty inexperienced 2020 team, but I think, you know, they'll be better for that experience, and you know, hopefully this year the experience they gained last year will stand us in good stead. And you know, I still believe the more we play this form of the game, the better we're going to get. And you know, I'm excited by the squad that we've assembled for this current campaign.